It is so good to serve God and to see what he does every day. I'm telling you, I just hear about miracles every day. And I call this tonight, it is finished. Hallelujah. Jesus finished it. I want to talk to you about the fact that healing is a done deal. And I talked to a lady this week, and I didn't ask her if I could tell it, so I won't say who she was, but she asked me why she wasn't healed. And I realized that people don't understand that healing has already been purchased and how to get it into our lives. And I don't always know everything, and how I know you thought I did, and I hate to blow you, bust your bubble. But, you know, I sometimes there's just things I don't understand. And yet I understand more as I go. And I got more knowledge about it than I used to have. And so I just want to share a few things with you tonight. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are you saved." And that word is sozos, and it means delivered, healed, and made whole. By grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And I told you that that's how God changed my image about me, because I had such a poor self-image that when, if you said to me, "Evelyn, you look nice," I thought, "I never looked worse, and you know it." And you said that to get everybody to look at me, and I'd get mad at you because you said I look nice. I thought, "You know I don't look nice." And I just, I went to the Lord once and told him what a worm I was, and he said to me, "After I've paid the price I paid for you, and you come telling me what a worm you are, I can't help you." I thought, "Get behind me, Satan." No, that can't be God. I know what a worm I am. But he said it again. So I thought, "Well, Lord, you're going to have to teach me." So he gave me that scripture, "For you are his workmanship." And I began to take that scripture and just take it apart and meditate on it. You who? Me, Evelyn, you. Are, is that past, present, or future? That's right now. So I am who his. Who's his? What does his mean? That's God's. God's. I am God's workmanship. I looked that up. It means thing that was made. So I am his thing that was made. Hallelujah. Created. I looked that up. It means to take nothing and make something. Well, I thought, well, I can live with that. You know, he took nothing and... But it said, created unto good works. And, I used to sew. And I don't have time to do it anymore. Nobody ever taught me. I just sat down and began to do it. And so if you look at outside, it looked good. Inside, it might not look so good. I didn't let anybody look at the inside. Hallelujah. But I just did it. You know, I thought I was big enough to do anything. But if I worked on something, I had to take it out once, I might do it. But if I had to take it out more than once, I throw it away. So I thought, you know what? Here's God. And I crocheted, you know, and same thing. If you made a mistake, you might take it out once, but you're not taking it out 14 times. And I thought, you know what? He said he's created me unto good works, that I should walk in that. And so I began to just meditate that. And I'd stand in the kitchen and I'd say, "I'm worth something." If I was down in the basement doing laundry, I'd say, "I'm worth something. Angels, do you hear me? I'm worth something." And I'd say, you know what I cost God? I cost God Jesus, so I'm worth something. And I'd said that. And one day when I said it, I realized I believed it. I am worth something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in the Amplified, and I love this. It says, "For it is by grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it's a gift of God." Hallelujah. How did we miss this all this time? See, bless God, I don't have to get myself saved. I don't have to keep myself saved. You know, you understand that I'm kept by the power of God. I mean, I have to accept Jesus, yes, but I didn't do anything to pay for it. I'm just accepting that free gift. See, when you realize that, then you know you can get healed. Hallelujah. See, God provided it through grace, but you are only able to get it through faith. Grace has provided everything we need for life and godliness. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He's given us, through his divine power, everything that we need to live an extraordinary life. And yet most people are living down here when he wants us to live up here. Hallelujah. He's given us, through his divine power, everything we need to live an extraordinary life. It's provided. It's finished. It's already been created. It has been made. Hallelujah. It's all done. You understand? It was done. Hallelujah. But in order for everything that has been created to be manifested in our life, we're going to need faith to bring it into the world. Well, then you would say, well, are you saying I don't have faith? I'm not saying that, because Jesus said, you know, he said that he has given to each man the measure of faith. It says that in Romans. So we all got faith. We all start out with enough faith to get saved. And once you ask Jesus to come in your heart, then you've got faith. But you have to feed that. You know, you need to feed that. It's like a muscle. If you don't use it, it's not going to grow. And God wants us to feed our faith. He wants us to feed it so that it gets stronger and stronger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the more we feed our faith, the stronger we get as a Christian. You understand? And in our walk and our ability to get things from God. Hallelujah. In Titus 2:11, it says, for the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing, has come forward, appeared for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation for all, how many? All mankind. All mankind. Does that mean everybody? Yes. Hallelujah. So it's there for everybody. Now I ask you, if grace has appeared to all men, how come all men don't have it? How come all men don't just get saved? You know, in the King James Version, it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. See, there's a grace that God brings salvation, sozos, healing, deliverance, prosperity, well-being, that has been made available to all men, everyone on the planet. So why don't everybody on the planet have it? You must remember that it's made available to everybody. But it's got to be gotten by faith. Hallelujah. You say, well, I've tried. You know what? That's not faith. Faith doesn't try. Faith just does. You understand? Hallelujah. Most people, what they think is faith is just hope. And it isn't even biblical hope. It's really wishing. I wish I'd get healed. I've had people say that to me. I wish I'd get healed. I wish I'd get healed. Well, you know what? It's not wishing. Glory to God. You have to have some hope. That's earnest expectation. When I hope for something, biblical hope is earnest expectation. I mean, I believe when I pray, I got it. Glory to God, it's mine and you ain't taking it, devil. Hallelujah. And see, you've got to get that. But most people don't have it in their heart to where they really believe it's theirs. They know it's there. They know that some people get it, but they're hoping that they'll get it. I'm hoping this will be my night. No, bless God. Hallelujah. This will be my night. Anybody going to get healed here? It might as well be me. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the grace has been made available. Salvation, it's right there. But, and it's there for every man. But it takes faith to receive the grace that has been made available. Now, you know what? It's done. It's available. But without faith, you can't receive it for you. And you say, well, I take my faith. Well, faith is that believing what you cannot see. I mean, it's that total dependence on God. Just knowing, Lord, it's mine. You provided it and you want me to have it. See, that's where we get hung up. We're not so sure he wants us to have it. We can just think of reasons why he probably doesn't want us to have that. Well, he said it's been made available to all men. Hallelujah. Does that mean you? Then it's been made available to you. Now, what kind of God would make something available and then say, no, you can't have it. You can have it, but she can't. Surely, if you read through the Gospels, it says that every single person that came to him, he healed. Now, there was a lot of sick people on the earth that didn't come to him. And he didn't heal those. But everyone that came and came in faith, they went away healed. Now, don't you think there was one there that might have had something wrong with them? That probably had some unforgiveness in their heart? that probably didn't love like they should, that might have said a bad word that day. Hallelujah. Might have stole something. Glory to God. Don't you think that there was something wrong with all of them? But glory to God, I'm going to tell you something. I don't come back. And I'm not telling you go steal something and talk dirty. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, you live as close to God as you can live. But I'm telling you, just because you missed it don't mean you can't get healed. If it's been made available for all men, then bless God, this man's going to get it, even if I'm woman. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, eternal life is not the only thing that's been made available to you. That salvation, sozos, includes deliverance, safety, soundness, healing, prosperity, everything that pertains to life. And you know, it's not an issue of trying to get it. God made it. And it's already made when you need it. He made it before you ever would need it. Grace has already provided all this. But faith is required on your part to get it, to make it a reality in your life, to receive what's been made available to you. Hallelujah. How many of you in here tonight need a healing? You need to be healed. Hallelujah. Bless God. Okay, you just listen to me, okay? Your healing was made available 2,000 years ago. But in order for you to see the manifestation of the healing in your body, it's going to require faith. Hallelujah. Faith to access the grace to get it. To get that, through that blood. Remember I told you last week, you go through the blood. You get the grace, you go through the blood. Hallelujah. And you pull out what you need. If the Syrophoenician woman, you remember, bless God, he told her, said, this is not for your time. It's not even for you. You're a Gentile. She said, I don't care. Don't matter. I want my daughter healed. And I ain't leaving here till you heal my daughter. Yep. Hallelujah. And you know what? She reached into a different dispensation. That wasn't even, oh, glory to God, I think that's so good. She reached into a different dispensation and pulled out what she needed with her faith. Now, I'm telling you, I want you to reach into that. We're in this dispensation of grace. And if Jesus is in you, and when you asked him to come in, he came in. Well, I guess he left his healing outside. I guess he brought, you know, what you's going to need. He just left that part of you outside. He only came in just to be there and keep you company. No, bless God. Everything you're ever going to need is in you because the Holy Spirit is in you. And he said, in him doth all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. Everything that's in the Godhead is in me. Hallelujah. So I got to reach in there with my faith, go through grace, take my faith and reach in there and pull it out. Amen. And I don't get it when I see it. I don't get it when I feel it. I get it when I go after it. Hallelujah. And bless God, nothing's going to back me off till that comes, till I see it manifested in my flesh. Is that helping you at all? Hallelujah. See, I know that sometimes you get confused about this, and this is not mind over matter. Ooh, doo, 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 you know, have a broke leg, oh, my leg's not broke. Yeah, if your leg's broke, you say it's broke. Hallelujah. You don't have to keep saying it's broke, but, you know, bless God. I heard Taffy Dollar say that she met one of her friends in the store. And she said, oh, did you break your arm? No, it ain't broke. She said, well, it's in a cast. Yeah, but it ain't broke. It's not broke. Well, you know, faith is calling those things that be not as though they were, not calling those things that were as though they be not. You understand? That's what a lot of people are trying to do. You know, we don't live in a dream world, and I just say it's not. And, you know, bless God. Listen, we have real problems, but I know a real answer. Hallelujah. And he lives in me, and he's ready to do what I need. Hallelujah. He's ready, and he's willing because he loves me, and you need to get a revelation of who Jesus is and how much he loves. If he put his word, that's Jesus. Jesus and the word are the same. If he put his word in your DNA, glory to God, that means he loves you. And he wants you to have what he's already provided. And bless God, we need to get it. See, your healing was made available 2,000 years ago. And there's no way a Christian could ever get faith without the word. Do you understand that? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. People say, well, I got all kinds of... Listen, I've been to the hospital. My goodness. I was at the hospital and this one lady got a miracle And so they said, would you go pray for this other lady? I said, sure. Oh, she has great faith. I thought, let's just be a piece of cake, you know. Hallelujah. I'd gone in and prayed for a man who they had started to operate on him. And as they started to cut on him, I mean, they lost him. They brought him back and just brought him back in. And his leg was black, just totally black. And they just had a sheet over him. And this old black leg hanging out. And, you know, he just looked pitiful. And I began to tell him what the word said. And I asked him, I said, if I anoint you with oil, can you believe that God will just take care of this? And bless God. I mean, God just touched him. They called me back up the next day and said, come back up here. So when I got up there, I didn't know what I was going to find. And she said, look. And he raised that leg up and swung it from one side to the other. And they all just praise God. It was just so neat. So they send me this other woman. You know, great faith. Oh, great faith. So I'm standing out there waiting on the nurse to finish working on her. And these ladies are telling me, oh, you know, this lady just has great faith. And they just kept stressing that. So I thought, well, praise God. So I said to her, when I got in there, I said, if I anoint you with oil, do you believe that you can be healed? Because the word says, no. She said, this is me. And she said, this is my five children. And she said, I have a string attached to each one of them. And when God pulls me up, he's going to take all my five children into the kingdom. She had great faith in what? Where do you get that? I said, ma'am, would you like me to pray you have a good night's sleep? That's the only thing I could agree with her on. I thought, you know, great faith. Well, bless God, you can have great faith that chair is going to hold me when I sit down. But that ain't going to do you any good for your eternal life. You know, we need to put our faith in something tangible, and that's the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, the Word of God is your faith. If you have no faith, no word, no faith. Little word, little faith. Great word, great faith. You know, feed your faith and starve your doubts. Feed your faith with the Word of God. Eat the Word every day, day in, day out, day in, day out. The Word will change you. It'll adjust your attitude. Oh, glory, don't you love that? You know, I can get the Word in there, and it'll adjust my attitude. It'll take care of things that, I mean, that Word is so powerful. It's so powerful. Bless God, I've told you before. If all I had was the baguettes, I could get saved on it because there's enough revelation. You understand there's enough revelation in that Word because every word is Jesus? Hallelujah. And so all that revelation is in there. And if I meditate that enough, I'm going to get out enough. Now, don't go taking the baguettes and trying to get healed because you got the whole Bible. Go find yourself what it says about you. I mean, we put papers out there that every week that give you scriptures. And everybody's got a little book on that where you can get a little book that tells you, you know, Marilyn Hickey had one years ago. If you got a problem with your headache, you go look up headaches and it'll tell you the scriptures. There's all kinds of books like that. There's no excuse for us not to know the Word. Hallelujah. So you need to get that Word in there and get that Word so down in you that nobody can move you off. I was thinking about that. You know, when I first got saved, I told you I didn't have any feeling. Not a bit. I mean, I didn't have a pimple or a breeze or nothing. I just got up and said I was saved. I didn't cuss anymore. Hallelujah. I didn't. But that's about the only manifestation I had. I just didn't have any feeling. So I didn't feel saved. And so I would stay in that Word because when I was in the Word, I knew it said, whosoever, and I'm a whosoever, and bless God, you're going to have to save me. I'm going to embarrass you in front of all everybody, the whole universe, because you said whosoever. And if you don't take me, I'm going to embarrass. Now, isn't that dumb? But that's what I thought. Anyway, don't shake your head like that. Bless God. But, you know, we get these dumb things like, you know, I had this, I had my standards. I took the name of the Lord in vain, but I didn't say them filthy four-letter words. we get all these crazy ideas. You know why? Because we don't know what the Word says. But I got into the Word. And it took me years to get that assurance of my salvation. But you know how I got it? I kept saying what the Word said about me. I kept saying it and saying it and saying it and reading it and putting it in there and stomping it down. And I remember this one girl, I asked her something. She was one of the leaders at church, and I said to her, would you tell me this? And she said, if you want to know, go home and study. I'm not your teacher. I got so mad. I thought, I'll show you. I mean, this isn't any reason to get in the Bible. I thought, I'll show you I'll know more of the Bible than you ever knew. And so, it pushed me to get in there to find out. I thought, I'll never ask you anything again. That's not a good attitude. But she didn't have a very good attitude either. I found out not to be mean to young Christians. Hallelujah. But you know what? You can have faith and unbelief at the same time. You know, faith is a necessity, a vital piece of your Christian faith. You know, is to that word. See, if you come up to be healed and you don't have any word on healing, if you haven't been eating the word on healing, and you might think you had faith, but you may have some unbelief in there too. And that unbelief will cancel out your faith, you know. You can have faith and unbelief at the same time. You say, I don't believe that. Well, you can. You can. And they'll cancel each other up. And you know what? I am fed up with people having to pretend that this stuff works. Aren't you? You know what? I see people pretending that it works. It works. Amen. But we got to work it. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to prop God up. He showed me that a long time ago. You know, I'm running around propping him up, trying to make excuses. I don't have to make excuses for him. Bless God, he said, by his stripes I'm healed. Now, you may not can see it, and I may not can see it yet, but hang around, honey, because it's mine. I lay hold on it, and nothing is going to take it away from me. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God, you put up with stuff. Now, the young people, they think, oh, I don't need to hear this. You're not going to be young all your life. Okay, but junk comes on people. You know, you get to be a certain age, the doctors tell you 40 your eyes go. Who said? Hallelujah. 50 your ears go. You know, 60 something else goes. Pretty soon you don't have nothing left. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God, people expect to fall apart. Down 50 and it's downhill all the way. Bless God, don't send me no black balloons. Hallelujah. You know, you see these over the hill with these black balloons. Nah, I'm not over the hill. I haven't even got to the top yet. Hallelujah. But I don't put up with junk. You know, if something comes on me and tries to get on me, and your head will say, well, you're old enough. Who said? I'm not having that. So I go against it. You know, I call it an old age spirit. I don't know if it's an old age spirit or not, but it ain't getting on me. Spirit of bunion. Spirit of corn. Hallelujah. You know, whatever you got, you know, bless God, call it a spirit. You say, I never heard of such. Well, it worked, honey. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, I don't have to have lumps and bumps and everything that time and age tries to put on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you might ask, like the lady did to me, are you saying I don't have enough faith? No, I'm not saying that, because God gave to every man the measure of faith. So you've got enough faith. You just got to get in that word, find out who Jesus is, and work it. Work it. Glory to God. But you know what? What she said to me made me stop and think, and I thought, Lord, help me. Help me to teach what little I know to you. To get, you know, I asked the Lord to put in you that dogmatic, get it with your, you know, like a bulldog, get it with your teeth and don't let go till you see it. Devil, you ain't whipping me. I've been too long. You ain't whipping me. You know what? When you first get saved, you don't have any spiritual bank book. But when you've been saved a while, man, you got a spiritual bank book. And I can take him back to the place where God kept me when I had a bad wreck. I can take him back to the place where they said I had a mess in my breast and God took care of it. I can take him back to the place where I had a pernicious anemia and God wiped it out. Overnight. Hallelujah. I can take him back to the place where things happened to me and it looked like I was going under, but I didn't go under. You understand? Hallelujah. Where God pulled me out of impossible situations. Hallelujah. Come on. We don't serve a weak, anemic God. We serve an almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who can and will do what you ask him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there's power in the Word of God. It's all the power you'll ever need. But you're going to have to put it in your system. I can have my car sitting by the gas pump. But if I never put gas in that car, never put it in my tank, the car won't run. I know that the gas will run the car. I know that I need to fill the tank. But if I never do it, I can believe all day that gas makes a car run. But if I never put it in my bank and in my tank, hallelujah, my car will not run. Hallelujah. Do you see what I'm saying? I can believe all day long that it's God's will to heal. I can believe all day long that healing is in the Word. But if I never put any of that Word in my heart, bless God, you know, enough to pull out the healing I need, hallelujah, the Word will get rid of it, the unbelief. It will. But if you're not in the Word, you may not receive what you need. Feed your faith, the Word of God. And when you do, you are depositing faith. And in no way am I saying that. I am thankful that lady talked to me. I am so thankful because it made me stop and think. You know, sometimes we blurt out things that we know, but maybe someone else don't know it. I had a little friend just get saved and never been in the church. And you know, she came in and I got her a Bible and I said, start in the book of John. And so the next week she come and she said, is John in here? Hallelujah. Isn't that precious? You know, so we forget that not everybody knows what we know. And let me tell you something. The more I think I know, the more I find out I don't know. You know, I'm still pushing and believing God for more revelation and more ability to bring forth what you need so that God will show me how to bring it forth to you where it's simple and you can understand it. So I'm so thankful that she talked to me and that I begin to see. And hopefully this will help her tonight. Hallelujah. So feed your faith, the Word of God. And when you do, you are depositing faith. Your confidence goes to a new level. God tells us not to cast away our confidence because it has great recompense of reward. See, the only way to build your faith is to get confidence in the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I have confidence in my husband. You come tell me something about him, and I know that man. We've been living together for 47 years, and I know what he's like. And you can tell me something, and if it goes against his character, I'm not going to believe it. Hallelujah. You say, well, you just live in a naive dream world. No, I don't. I know him. I know him. Bless God. I know what he'll do. Hallelujah. And God is much more accountable and much more, he has so much more than my husband has. And I can count on him. He'll back his word. If Roy Gibson will back his word, don't you think God's going to back his? Hallelujah. See, if it's healing you need, find every scripture you can find on healing. And read it and meditate it and meditate it. Say it out loud. Not just one day, but do as many times as you can think of it. You know, hallelujah. Find every scripture on healing and just keep putting it in and putting it in. I mean, I've stuffed the word in me till I thought I can't stand it one more time. And I just hit that. You know, I got those tapes or CDs that have the scriptures on them. And I've given most of you them, and I take them to the hospitals, but I put that on. If I get something wrong, I just put that on, and I'll play it, and the thing will stop, and I'll hit it again. It'll stop, and I'll hit it again, and I just keep, and I think, I don't want to listen to it again. I just keep listening. I keep listening until it starts oozing out. Hallelujah. And when it starts oozing out, then you know it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Hallelujah. When I had that wreck, and they told me those awful things, I took a scripture CD. A friend of mine brought her CD player and brought me that up there. And I, for 6 days, I played that continually. Just played it over and over and over and over. Hallelujah. And God did miracle after miracle after miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the word live big in you. You know, let the devil know you're intense about this. You become so overwhelmed and so full of what the word says about your healing. And power will invade your system. And all of a sudden your faith is pulled out and you find yourself healed when you've been spending time in the word. And there's been times when I prayed over something, prayed over something, prayed over something. I just went after it. And then all of a sudden I'd forget it because it wasn't there anymore. And I wouldn't even think about it till maybe sometime later. And I think, well, my goodness, wonder when that left me. You ever do that? See, a lot of Christians don't do that. Hallelujah. Romans 5:2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace. Now, I'm giving you a lot of scriptures here about faith and grace. Access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That expectation, earnest expectation. I rejoice because I have earnest expectation in what he has given me. You understand? Oh, glory. I expect to be healed. Hallelujah. I go in there and tell those doctors. I just had I think I shared that with you. I had something with my toe. And he said, oh, you know what? It hurt. And I'd been talking to it, but I went in there. And he said, well, you really need to have surgery. I said, well, I'll just use my faith. And he said, if you come back in here and you've used your faith and that thing has straightened out, he said, you'll make a believer out of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I hadn't had any pain in that thing in 2 days. And devil, you're not going to put any more on me. Hallelujah. Bless God. See what? Oh, but what if it don't work? You know, what if you make a fool of God? I tell you what, I can't make a fool of God. Hallelujah. I remember when that shoulder was broken and he had told me all those bad reports and he said, you know, that I'd have pain. He said it'd be like an arthritic shoulder. Whenever the weather changed, I'd have pain. And he said limited use of the arm. And I remember when I went over there that morning after 6 weeks, I said to the Lord, Lord, I don't mind being made a fool of. I mean, I don't like it, but I said, I don't want to make a fool of you. And I have gone all over this Northern Illinois area telling people what a healer you are, and I expect. You say, you can't talk to God like that. Yeah, when you're on good terms with him, you can. Hallelujah. He loves it when you push the word like that. I said, Lord, I expect a good report. I expect an x-ray that shows that has healed. I said, I expect it. And when I went in there and he x-rayed it and he come and he said, you're going to have to show me how you did that. He said, most of my patients don't get along this well. He said, I want to know how you did that. That thing had grown together. That's an impossibility with man, but I don't have any pain in that arm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can do everything with that arm I can do with this one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't have, nothing hurts. You understand? Nothing hurts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I don't serve a weak, anemic God. I serve a God who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Hallelujah. So we have access. We access the grace by our faith. So without faith, we cannot access the supply of grace that's been given us. Everything has been done. The first thing we need to do when you have a need is find out what the word says about it. The very first thing. Hallelujah. Faith cannot work where the will of God is not known. See, if I can't find it in there where God said he wants me healed, I probably can't believe for healing. If you don't get into the word to discover the will of God, then your faith is limited. Understand what the word says. Understand that healing is God's will for your life. Then faith will begin to work. Hallelujah. Healing. Oh, glory. Do you think that I would do something bad to my kids and just let them suffer if I could do something about it? You know, and just let them suffer for years when I had the answer there and just wouldn't use it because I want to teach them something. You know, you need to learn something. Well, bless God. He said the Holy Ghost is our teacher. He's not going to be mean to you. God, we serve a good God. You know, if God was who he said he was and he was here on earth manifested in the flesh, they'd put him in jail for being a child abuser. You know, because people think he's a child abuser. He's not. He loves you. Hallelujah. Now, he don't want a bunch of babies running around. He wants you to be grown. And he may not do it in your timing. Now, there's a whole lot of things. He don't take my advice either. A lot of times I tell him how to do something. Oh, you all look so spiritual. I bet you have too. Now, Lord, I got this plan and this is how it'll work. If you do it this way, I know. Well, you know, he don't listen to my plan. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. If you have a need for finances, you get into all the scriptures on financial prosperity. Then you meditate and keep saying it. Declare it. What does the word say about my supply? Say it and read it and keep it before your eyes. I got scripture all over the house. My goodness. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. One scripture has enough power in it to get you healed. But if you take a lot of it, it'll work quicker. You don't have to take the whole Bible, but find you three or four scriptures on healing. Hallelujah. On prosperity. Glory to God, and meditate that. See, intentionally use your faith to go into the sea of grace and pull out whatever it is you need. You know, it's already been created. It's already been made available. It's in Him in there, and He wants you to have it. Glory to God. And we get it through faith. I mean, as I read, it's through faith. And bless God, the more I get into that word, the stronger my faith grows. You got little problem, you need a little word. But if you got big problem, you need big word, you know? Hallelujah. See, if you go to the bank, and you know, you have to do some things to withdraw. You don't just show up and say, give me my money in the name of Jesus. You'll find your body in jail. Hallelujah. Don't happen like that. But we have this bank in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And nobody in the natural can touch it. And it contains everything that has to do with my physical life. And I need the right account number and the right signature. And if I have that, I can write my own ticket with God. I can withdraw from the realm of the spirit. Well, you know what? My name is Christian, and my number is Jesus Christ in the blood. Hallelujah. My account number. Glory to God. See, that's what the devil don't want you to know. Then religion will come up and play with our emotions. And we jump and cry and get emotional. But we don't know how to withdraw. Just because you lay on the floor and cry for half an hour, that don't mean you're going to get anything. Hallelujah. You know, well, people do that. They get down there and they cry. They try to make God feel sorry for them, you know. Make God, oh God, who did you see how badly I hurt? That is not going to get you anywhere. You know how I know that? I've done it. Hallelujah. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night, okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. But you know what? One person might tell you that you have to shout it out. Well, shout it out. So you spend days shouting it out, shouting about your healing, and then you die with the disease. You don't know how to withdraw from your account. It's like driving up through the bank, you know, driving up through the drive-thru, getting out of your car and dancing and shouting, oh, give me some money out of my account, glory to God, glory to God. Well, you won't get money. But you might get a visit from the police. They probably call the police. Hallelujah. That's not how you withdraw. You are a distraction, and you cannot make a withdrawal like that. You have to get in the Word. Now, I believe that I can get saved just like I told you on the baguettes, if that's all I had. But you have a whole Bible. And if you're believing for a healing, don't spend all your time in finances. You hear me? Hallelujah. Get into there. Find the healing scriptures. Meditate the healing scriptures. I realize I'm repeating myself. I know that. But spend time with the healing scriptures. You know, you can spend time with the Word. You know, just like sometimes, very rarely, but Bev and I will spend some time together and we'll just fellowship. Well, you can spend some time with the Word and fellowship with that Word. Ooh, glory. There's a voice behind the Word. Did you realize that? Glory. You find that scripture and you begin to meditate that and talk it and talk it. And pretty soon it'll start talking back to you. Hallelujah. Ooh, I love that. Hallelujah. It'll start talking back to you and give you wisdom and show you what you're to do. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Just meditate it. Some people think because they're under grace, they can be passive about their faith. The Bible says to get your stuff out of grace, you're going to have to be militant. Hallelujah. See, we have access to the grace by faith. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, it sounds to me like He's already blessed us with that. Now, there are two realms. There's the physical realm, and it runs concurrent with the spiritual world. Now, the spiritual world existed first. So there wouldn't be a physical world without the spirit. In the spiritual world, God's a spirit. Everything, it came out of Him. So He framed the world with the Word of God, it says. Both the physical and the spiritual realm consist of matter. Spiritual matter is different from physical. And just because you can't see the spiritual world don't mean it's not there. You understand that? The spiritual world is real, and it's apparent to the physical realm. So the physical realm came out of the spiritual. That makes the spiritual the parent realm. The issue is that if you stay in the physical all the time, you become unbelieving where the spiritual realm is concerned. You just can't see that realm yet. See, we're not the only ones here. You understand that? If you could see in the world, in the spirit world, you could see angels here. They came with each one of us. I mean, there's just gobs of angels. Just lots of them. Hallelujah. Coming. Hallelujah. They're assigned to our lives. Hallelujah. There are angels who've been assigned to look over your offering. And I can take you into the Word and show you where they look over your offering. And bless God. There are angels who rejoice when people get saved. Hallelujah. There are angels who are sent here to do our bidding. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be the heirs of salvation? I use those angels. If I lose something, I charge angels. Go find it. That belongs to me. Charge you in the name of Jesus. Go find it. And you wouldn't believe the stuff that's come back. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, too, that sometimes we visit the place called Lack. And sometimes that was not where we ever intended to live. Sometimes we visit the place called sickness, and we were never intended to live there. The Bible is what we need to live. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things you can't see are eternal, but the things you can see is temporary. I always tell you, if you can see it, you can change it. Hallelujah. You can take the Word of God and change it if you can see it. Hallelujah. The things you see are subject to change. If you can see sickness in your life, it's subject to change. What you see is only temporary. Temporal, that's what it means. Won't last long. It won't last long. It won't last long. Come on. Hallelujah. What you're going through now won't last long. It's temporary. Temporal. Hallelujah. You can take your faith and change it. If you can see it, it can be changed. Hallelujah. Bless God, I could see that old crooked toe. And it can be changed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So whatever you see in life is subject to change. What you cannot see is eternal. What you can't see right now is what God wants to get into your life because He put inside of you eternal life. You can't see it, but when you ask Jesus into your heart, you got eternal life. Eternal life is not just salvation from sin. It's God's life, the Zoe, life of God. God breathed into Adam that eternal life, which is God's life. See, life can never die. It's a life, Zoe life, that can never die. Hallelujah. You can't kill a spirit because it's derived from God. It's eternal. I want you to say this. Say, I have the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in me. I have resurrection power living in me. That's what you have today, right now. Hallelujah. We died with Christ. We were resurrected with Christ. And now Christ is in me and I'm in Him. That is so neat. Hallelujah. Do you know what? If I take this piece of paper and I'm going to stick it in that Bible. It's in here. Now, wherever that Bible goes, that piece of paper goes. I can put it on the floor. That goes on the floor. I can hold it in the air. The paper is held in the air. Do you see that? That Bible is Jesus, and I'm the paper. Hallelujah. And I'm in Him, and He's in me. And He promised He would never take me out of there. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Glory to God. He said He would never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. I love that. Where that Bible goes, the paper goes. The paper's in the book, and whatever the book experiences, the paper experiences. He said, as He is, so are you in this world. That's not in the sweet by and by. It's in the nasty now. Hallelujah. I want to show you the realities of the world that you can't see with your eye. It's so that you'll know and understand that you can't contact the spirit realm with your senses. So you can't experience healing with your mind. You've got to get it in your spirit. Glory to God. See, you can't judge what's going on in the spirit by what you see in the natural. Marcy Barnes had surgery last week, and a lot of you know she had scar tissue. Now, she hadn't ever been operated on, but she had scar tissue in her throat for some reason. Well, they went in and took it out, and they told her to go back. And we were standing that wouldn't, but in 3 weeks, it was all back in there. And over a couple of weeks, they rescheduled her, but it just looked worse. I mean, she sounded worse. She was having a harder time getting her breath. Everything just looked worse. But when he got in there, the surgeon told her, said, all I did was touch that, and it just fell apart. See, God was already working on that. Hallelujah. Already working. See, what you can't see is God is already working. He's already set it up. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we died with Christ. We were resurrected with Christ. And Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, you can't contact the spiritual world with the natural except with the Word of God. You understand that? Jesus said, the word I preach to you, it is spirit and it is life. The only way, so the word is the only thing that can divide between spirit and soul. I love that in Hebrews 4:12. It's in the Amplified. It says, for the word that God speaks, come on. The word that God speaks is alive and full of power. Full of power. Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and of the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Do you see how great that word is? Only the word can do that. So if the things I need are in the spirit, how do I penetrate that thing? I have to use the only thing that's able to penetrate it to get what I need out, and that's the word of God. The devil say, you're not healed. You still got pain. You say, by his stripes, I'm healed. He says, you're not healed. Just look at you. The swelling's still there. You say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Himself took my infirmity. You attack that with the word. And the enemy will play those mind games with you. You're not healed. You're not any better than you were. You've had deliverance for a month, and you're not any better than you are. You say what the word says. Jesus is my deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, call unto me, and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Devil, you get your hands off of me. I'm the healed. Hallelujah. See, he wants you to think that, that you're trying to get healed. No, I am the healed. And the devil's trying to get me off of that. He don't want me to believe that I'm the healed. He wants me to believe I'm still sick. Hallelujah. And then if he does, he can move you off that. But bless God, I was healed at Calvary. And it has to manifest in my life as I take that word. When he says, you're not going to get healed this time, I say, you're right. I got healed at Calvary. He'll say, what makes you think you can get anything from God? I say, I'm not here because of Evelyn. I'm here because of Jesus. He'll say, you don't deserve it. I'll say, you're right. I never did get anything I deserved. I got what Jesus paid for. Hallelujah. You're right. I don't deserve it, but the Jesus in me deserves it. And I'm here to get it because he's in me. Hallelujah. Only the word can do that. See, it's the receipt that gives you proof that you have the right to take possession of what's already been created in the realm of the spirit. Did you hear that? It's the receipt. This is my receipt that gives me the proof. When the devil says it's not yours, I'll say, this says it is. Hallelujah. The devil says, well, that didn't get healed. He said he heals all my diseases. Hallelujah. He redeems my life from destruction. That's my receipt. Ooh. I just saw that. Oh, glory to God. That is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it's time to get our stuff. Hallelujah. That is your receipt book. You don't have to pay for it because Jesus did it for you. But you can't take possession of it until they bring it to you. You understand? You get it out of there and take possession. Hallelujah. Did you ever go to Lowe's or Sam's and they have that little plastic box? Like when I bought my iPad, they didn't have an iPad sitting there I could pick up. They had one, but it's just for demonstration. I picked up the little paper and I took it to the front and I paid my money and then I had my receipt and the guy brought it to me, but I had to give him my receipt before. Can you see this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he brought it to me, I gave him the receipt and I got my iPad. You know, if you ever go to buy a refrigerator, you can pick that refrigerator up and carry it around the store. You get the little piece of paper that has the number on it. And you go up. Well, let me tell you something. Take your little piece of paper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And go to the front. You don't have to stand way back. Go to the front. You understand? And take that piece of paper and say, I'm here to pick up my healing. Hallelujah. I'm here to pick up my healing. And they say, do you have a receipt? Ooh, right here. Right here. Hallelujah. And they'll hand it over. Hallelujah. God's not trying to keep anything from you. Now, I know that's probably a poor illustration, but I thought it was great. I loved it. Hallelujah. See, they may have your stuff way out back, and they have to go get it. But without a receipt, even though it's paid for. Listen, without that receipt, even though it's paid for, Jesus paid for it. But if you don't have the receipt, and what did I tell you the receipt is? The Word of God. Hallelujah. No matter what, how I stomped and hollered and said, I paid for that iPad. I paid for it. Where's the receipt? Well, but that's mine. I paid for it. Where's the receipt? You can go and you say, well, Jesus paid for it. Well, where's the receipt? It's the Word of God. Fork it over. Hallelujah. See, devil, get out of my way because that belongs to me and I'm having it. Ooh, glory. Isn't that good? Not because I said it, but boy, that's pretty pitiful. If you're going to clap, clap. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just sometimes the Lord will just show you stuff as you're speaking. Hallelujah. I see that. I see that. But it's time to get our stuff. You know, and sometimes when you buy jewelry, it's locked up in the case. Now, you can't buy the display, but when you turn in the receipt, they will get the product for you. So just turn in your receipt. Hallelujah. It's time to get our stuff. Do you agree? Our healing stuff. Our deliverance stuff, our prosperity stuff, our victory stuff. It's already there in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I want to show you that so you don't, and this is a kind of a long scripture, but just listen. In 2 Kings 6, then the king of Syria war against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of you is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telling the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host that they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God rose up early and had gone forth, behold, a host encamped the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Hallelujah. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. Was he physically blind? No. But it said, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and a fire round about Elisha. See, our physical eyes are not seeing everything. You need to see through the glasses of the Word. God thinks you cannot, you know, let me say that again. You need to see through the glasses of the Word of God things you cannot see with your physical eyes. Stop allowing what your eyes see in the physical to determine what's going on in your life. Look through the eyes of the Word. You'll see that you cannot see with physical eyes. You'll see things in the Spirit. As long as we don't fear, Satan can do nothing. Elisha was not moved by what he saw. He saw into the Spirit. Can you imagine that poor servant? He said, there's more with us than there be with them. 1, 2. Millions. You know, I mean, he must have thought, are you on drugs or something? Hallelujah. When you're stuck in the physical realm, you see everything from the perspective of the physical realm. But now that you're born again, you have to go beyond the physical. To live there successfully, you got to go beyond this world, what your senses tell you, and move into the spirit world. Now, you young ones, don't cut me out, okay? Hallelujah. I wish somebody had taught me this stuff way back when. There are angels there. You have to go beyond what you see. The Word tells us that there's stuff there that you can have, and you have to learn to go after it. Things you can't see. Things that God said, by His stripes you were healed. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, when you're stuck in the physical, you see everything from the physical. But now that you're born again, you need to start seeing in the Spirit. There are angels here. You have to go beyond what you can see. When you see through the Word, oh, I can see my healing in the Word. I can see it. Hallelujah. I can see my prosperity through the Word. I can see my victory through the Word. Hallelujah. I can see deliverance through the Word. I can see my kids saved and serving the Lord through the Word. I can see a happy home through the Word. I can see all my bills paid through the Word. And you know what I can see? I can see myself writing a $1 million check to some, pay the church off and pay different things off. Hallelujah. I can see myself through the Word. Through the Word. Because He said He'd prosper me. He said, if I'd give, He'd give back to me. Didn't He say that? Hallelujah. Praise God. So quit looking with your physical eyes and start looking through the Word. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. If you're willing to do that, you won't be stuck in the realm of the physical world. You'll be subject to what the Word has to offer. You know, and when there's no answer in the physical, you know what? You don't have to stay there. You understand? You get sick. Sins produce all bacteria and germs and viruses and diseases, and you could die. If you're subject to this world, if you're subject to the economy of this world and things go bad, you don't know where to choose. But I refuse to have my life, have limitations of this world on my life. I'm not just looking at what I can see in the physical. I'm looking at another realm. Hallelujah. Bless God, I'm looking at the impossible abilities of God. I'm looking at what He's already done for others, and I go through the Word, hallelujah, and go through that Word of God and have access to what He's already created for me and has stored up for me if I'll dare to go after it. Hallelujah. Is this making sense to you? If I left some of you back in the dirt, get hold of my hand. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, I'm looking at the impossibilities of God. That doctor said, it's impossible for your shoulder to grow together. Well, all things are possible to him that believes. Is anything too hard for God? You know, you get depressed when you look at the world. Quit looking at those things through your natural eyes and start looking at it through Bible eyes. Look at it through this. What does this say about it? He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor God's seed begging bread. That means I'm not ever going to have to beg for something to eat. You understand that? The devil says, well, you don't have any money. Hey, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I'm his seed and I don't have to beg bread. Beg bread. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know, if that servant could see in the spirit world, so can I. We have to practice this. I cannot trust what I see with these eyes because they only deal in facts. and God's word deals in truths. I look at the facts here, and if I look at the facts, I can't see anything but facts. But if I look through this, hallelujah, I can see what the word of God says, and I can see truth, because thy word is truth. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If it was God, it still is God. Hallelujah. So, you know, maybe a fact that you have cancer, according to that doctor. But the truth is, by his stripes you're healed. Which one, you know, which one are you going to line up with? Maybe a fact that you're in debt up to your ears. But the scriptures say that he meets all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Maybe a fact that you're stuck in bondage. But we have a deliverer through the word. I'm going to look here. Hallelujah. I can't trust what I can see with these eyes. They'll try and deceive me. Hallelujah. Say, Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and the revelation through the knowledge of him. That's what I need. See, my experience is not worth anything when God's trying to do something new. I need wisdom. I need revelation and the knowledge of him. And it said that Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and a fire round about. I ask you, did those chariots show up when he prayed? No. They didn't just show up when God opened the eyes of Gehazi. They've been there all the time. They were already there before he saw them. And they were there before he got afraid. See, your healing's already there. Your delivery, your protection, your prosperity, it's already there. You think you can't see them? Well, you probably never have seen your brain either, have you? Anybody ever seen their brain? I know I got one because they x-rayed one time. Showed up. Hallelujah. Bless God. Since when did your ability to see make the difference? There are a lot of things that are there, but you can't see them. How about the sound waves in the atmosphere? You know, you can't see them, but they're there. And if you get on the right frequency, you'll be able to hear them. There are angels and cherubims and seraphims and other things out there in the spirit world. Ephesians says that we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I know I quoted that to you before, but if you have access to all the physical blessings, then we have to first have access to the spiritual blessings. Do you see that? Spirit came first. You can't have physical blessings without the spiritual blessings. You can't stay alive if your spirit leaves. You know, you can see that the spirit things come first. He's already blessed you with all spiritual blessings. So that means that you have available to you all the physical blessings since you have the spiritual blessings. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Let's locate it. It's in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is that? Where is Christ now that you're born again? He's in there. In there. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of manifested word, the hope of earnest expectation of manifestation. Here's what he's saying. Everything you need is in the heavenly places, in the realm of the Spirit. All the heavenly places are in Christ, and Christ is in you. Come on and say glory. You understand that? Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. The hope of manifested word. Glory to God. Where is everything then? Not past the moon, not past the stars. Your healing is in Christ, and Christ is in you. Your deliverance is in you. Your provision is in you. Hallelujah. Everything that pertains to a successful life has been put on the inside of you in Christ. See, you're like a man who's leaning against a full well of water and you're thirsty. Hallelujah. You have to have the wisdom, hallelujah, to get into that well. See, you have wisdom to to millionaire status. I believe that. We don't know who we are and we don't know who's in us. Are you understanding that? What good is it going to do you if you can't get it? What if I told you that Black Hawk Bank over there, I've put $10 million in there for you. Now it's there and it's yours. And I'm going away for about 50 years and I leave. Well, you got $10 million, but you can't get it because I didn't give you an account number. And I didn't tell you how to get it out. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus left us a bunch of things and he told us how to get it out. Hallelujah. Bless God. So, you know, it's sad. People live in hand to mouth and they have all these riches in the bank. Eating macaroni and cheese without the cheese. Hallelujah. When you have all the money, all you ever need to be a success. Hallelujah. That's how we are as Christians. We're walking around doing without when we're wealthy beyond measure. And you can't access the money because you don't know how to receive it. And you don't believe it. When I said that, a lot of religious spirits jumped up. Rich? You said rich in church? Yeah, you know, yes, I believe God wants us rich. You know why? Because we're supposed to reach an end time world. And you can't reach that end time world if we don't have any money. You can't do anything without money. Hallelujah. I forgot what my husband went after the other day. It's something simple. He said, you know, Evelyn, you can't get anything unless you got money. And if you don't have money, you can't even get in your car and go because you don't have gas. You understand? And God has made full provision for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're walking around doing without when we're wealthy beyond measure, but we don't know how to access it because we don't believe it. I'm giving you treasure right now. Some of you are getting hold of this. Hallelujah. Bless God. You got to get it in the spirit. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. You won't believe it until you get the word of God in you to believe it. That's the only way, a thing that keeps you from getting what you need is the lack of believing that God really wants you to have that. You cannot see it with your physical eyes. Hallelujah. And you have limited your life to what you see in the natural. Well, Pastor Evelyn, my family's always been broke. You know, you can't change that. Diabetes runs into my family, and I can't change that. Well, I heard Brian Bridges preach Saturday, and he said, now, diabetes, his mother can testify to this, diabetes runs in that family. So when Brian come up with diabetes, he could have sat down and cried and said, well, I guess I'm just stuck with this. But he said no. And he began to do what he knew in the natural, and he said he don't have diabetes anymore. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, sometimes we just don't do what, and we're not willing to pay that price. Hallelujah. You know, we hear the word, but we don't believe it. We don't want to go to hell. So we put up with some things. You know, that's just good enough for me. You know, for crying out loud. Long as I hear people say, I just want to miss hell. I don't care if I just barely make it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. And people say, if I just make it by the skin of my teeth. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to make heaven by the skin of your teeth. The only way you're going to make it is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I don't want to barely get in. Hey, my mansion may be sitting back a ways. Hallelujah. I want to go in as far as I can go. Hallelujah. And I don't want to spend, you know, my whole life thinking about heaven. And it's good to think about heaven, yes. But, I mean, God wants me to do some things here. He said, occupy till I come. Hallelujah. And so we need to lay hold on that. Glory to God. And I don't want to just barely miss hell. I want to get in full measure. I want God to say to me, well done, well done. Hallelujah. None of us will barely get in. We make it by accepting the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he sets us in heavenly places. How can you go to hell when you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Come on. And I told you this before, but I'm just going to tell you again. What would hell do with me anyway? Spit me out. Couldn't stand me. I got the blood of Jesus in me. I got the Spirit of God in me. Hallelujah. Hell couldn't stand it. It just spit me out. Hallelujah. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where I am. That's what the Bible says. Without faith in the finished work of Jesus, no one can possess your inheritance. Christians are not supposed to be broke and busted and disgusted and angry and scared and sick and depressed and average. Struggling to believe God. We're not supposed to be average. Hallelujah. Healing is a finished work. Forgiveness is a finished work. Prosperity and deliverance is a finished work. Everything you're ever going to need in this life is a finished work. Without faith in the finished work, no one can possess it. Do you see that? Now, Jesus gave us his faith, but you have to take his faith and use it like a tool. You know, it's no good unless you act on it. Faith is my acceptance of God's truth. Listen to this. Faith has its foundation in the past, even though the objectives are in the future. See, faith is to believe what you already have. That faith has its foundation in what's already been done. Those who say God can, those who say God may, those who say God must, those who say God will, that's not faith. Faith already always says God has already done it. From this day forth, don't call it faith unless it's faith in what God's already done. You know, it's not faith when you're saying, well, God's going to heal me. You know, that's hope, and hope is in the future. Glory to God. You know, biblical hope is earnest expectation. I told you that. Faith has its foundation in the past. Faith don't say, I know God will heal me. Faith says, I know God has already healed me. Faith says, I know God's going to meet my needs, or he's met my needs according to his riches. Faith says, I know my needs are already met. See, he has already made provision for my needs to get me through the rest of my life. You need to say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Say, well, it looks like I'm broke. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Hallelujah. Say what you want, not what you see. Faith has its foundation based on what God's already done. Hallelujah. Faith, you know, God has already provided you with the best. He's not creating it when the need arises. He's done it. He did it before you needed it. And I know I'm pounding on this, but bless God. See, I want you to get this in the spirit. The fact that you're going to have to take the Word of God and digest it over and over and over again until it becomes more real to you than anything you can feel or see. When they said, you got a mass in your breast, I said, I can't have a mass in my breast. Absolutely not. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. That's who I am. And as that, tumors and masses and cancers and junk cannot live on me. Hallelujah. Well, what if it does? Well, what if it don't? Hallelujah. And it didn't. Hallelujah. But I was assured of that. Before I ever got in that place, I had enough word in me that when they said that, the word came up in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what I want you to do. I'm not saying, look what I did. Hallelujah. You look what the word has done. Yes. You know, you need to go before the Lord and command your healing to manifest in your body. Now, you're not commanding God. Don't get your religious high horse, okay? You don't demand of God. You demand that the Word, you demand that the system He put in place works for you. Are you getting that? Hallelujah. I'm not dumb enough to go trying to order God around. Hallelujah. John G. Lake said that he believes the main reason people don't get healed is because they're passive about how they receive. You push a while, then you give up and cry. Bless God, if Jesus paid for it, I intend to get it. Get militant. You're so afraid you're going to act proud before the Lord. You undeserving rascal, you. See, you didn't deserve healing anyway. Hallelujah. You know, that's what people think. Well, I'm just an undeserving rascal, and I don't deserve healing anyway, and God probably don't like me much. Where'd you get that? I'll just take whatever he gives me. I hate it when people come up to the altar and you say, what do you want from God? Just whatever he wants to give me. Just bundles of faith in that. Hallelujah. Bless God. When I go get hands laid on me, I know exactly what I'm here after. Hallelujah. I come to get it, and I'm not leaving without it. Hallelujah. Bless God. You need to draw a line and not back off. Hallelujah. Don't take... See, God's not your problem. Hallelujah. You have an enemy. He's trying to kill you before your time. And God loves it when you take things by force. Don't take an oh well attitude. You know, get aggressive with what's yours. Tell the devil, I'm going to dance all over the kingdom of darkness. I'm going to shout 1,000, 1,000,000 hallelujahs right in your face. So back off, Buster. Hallelujah. You think he said, oh, I didn't know he's going to do that. No, you know what? He's going to push you. But bless God, when he pushes you, you push back. But you put that word between you and him. Push back with the word. I mean, you can call him all kinds of names and that don't bother him a bit. But you take the word and slit his throat with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said it belonged to me. He said his blood said it belonged to me. His word said it belonged to me. It's mine in the name of Jesus. It was prepared before the foundation of the world. Jesus finished the work. He died on the cross so that I could have everything he said I could have. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, of whom I am and whom I serve, I command that healing come to me. Hallelujah. You say, well, that sounds good, Evelyn, but I already did that and nothing happened. Maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe I didn't read my Bible enough. I guess I'm not worthy. It must be God don't want me to have it. God will probably give it to you, but I'm different. I'm different. You don't know how I've lived. God wants me rich, he'll provide. Well, you know, and people have said that. You know, some are mud pots, and I'm just a mud pot. Well, you go ahead and be a mud pot if you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not a mud pot. You understand? I'm a vessel to honor. Me and my family are going to be used at the master's table. We're fit to the master's hand like a glove. Hallelujah. Bless God. Because, you know, people say, well, God needed some garbage cans too, you know. Well, I'm not one of them. Hallelujah. If you're if you want to settle to be a garbage can, go ahead. Not me, honey. Not me. Hallelujah. God wants me rich so that I can bless others. And that, you know, it's a stinking attitude that says that nasty stuff. And if your attitude, it's your attitude that keeps you sick and broken, poor. A good attitude will open up some great things to you. And I want to give you this last scripture, and I used it last week, but I just thought it was so good, and God showed me some other things. It's Philemon 1:6, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in the Lord. He's saying to release and transfer our faith. It begins to work and produce. And how do we do that? By acknowledging of the good things that are in you in Christ. Can we acknowledge that it's already been done? Hallelujah, and it's present in you. The word acknowledge means to admit the existence and the reality and the truth of a matter. Hallelujah. You admit the existence and the truth of the matter. Can you admit that healing's already in you? Can you admit the reality and the truth and the wisdom and the prosperity is in you? Don't look around, just acknowledge it. I have it. It's in me. If you can acknowledge its existence, which is in you, it will begin to be transferred and released just by your saying it, just by your acknowledging it. Lord, I acknowledge that healing in me. Say that. Lord, I acknowledge that healing is in me. You took care of that 2,000 years ago. And I acknowledge the reality of it. See, your faith will lock on to that. And you begin to thank the Lord that it's manifesting in you because you already have it. You will begin to see some things. I acknowledge that I have all the prosperity and the wisdom I'll ever need. You know, it's the same word as reckon. And, people down south say reckon, I reckon, you know, I reckon. Well, when I reckon, that means I agree, I acknowledge, hallelujah. So reckon yourself to be dead indeed with Christ. I reckon that I've already healed since it's in me. I reckon I've already had provision since it's in me. Your faith will explode and the bridge will be prepared. And what you've acknowledged as being reality in you begins to travel out of you and manifest itself on you. Hallelujah. Your faith will explode and the bridge will be prepared. And what you have acknowledged as being reality in you begins to travel out of you and manifest in your flesh. Hallelujah. Okay, if you believe what I've just preached, I want you to say this, and I want you to stand up and say it, and then we're done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to say, I acknowledge that the good thing that's in me now will manifest in my body. I acknowledge the finished work of healing that's in me now. I am the healed because God has already finished healing for my body right now. Therefore, I command healing to come. Manifest yourself. You are. I now possess the healing as a reality to manifest itself in me, and I receive it by faith. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I rebuke every demonic force that would try and stand between me and what is mine and what has manifested on my body. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what amen means? It means so be it. So be it. Hallelujah. Okay? If you've got a financial need, say this. I acknowledge right now the provision that is in me. I acknowledge the reality and the truth of those provisions that are in me now. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, these provisions for debt freedom have to come to me now. Manifest in the physical life. What is the reality in my spirit? Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I call myself debt free. And I receive it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, what do you do at home? You go home and you say, I thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, I'm prosperous. Hallelujah. If pain hits your body, laugh and say, ha, glory to God, I'm healed. Hallelujah. You know, God calls those things that be not as though they were. And so you just begin. And some of you think, well, I've done that. I've called my, well, just do some more. Having done all to stand, you stand there for. Yeah, it's just like that hammer. Is not my word like a hammer that beats in pieces that rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know what? You begin to, I mean, every time you go to the mailbox, expect a check. I mean, you say, well, nothing came. Just keep expecting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like Bev told about finding this place, you know, where if there's money in the state, you know, where it hadn't been claimed, you can go there. Well, I went there and they didn't have none. She went there. They had money. They sent her a check. Hallelujah. I mean, it's stuff that hadn't been claimed that's yours. Hallelujah. There's stuff in the spirit that hadn't been claimed. It belongs to you. Claim it tonight. Hallelujah. Make that call. Glory to God. Take that word of God and make that call and show your receipt and get what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say glory? Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Glory to God. I think I got more out of it than you did. But I love that. I love that. Just knowing what God said is mine. So I ask the Lord to bless you tonight. Bless you abundantly. God, I seal that word. And Father, if some of them didn't quite understand or get it, what we said tonight, God, I just ask by the Spirit of God that you open up their mind to that. And God, I just seal that they not leak that out. That I bind the spirit of confusion. And I thank you, God, that nobody will be confused about what I've said. But Lord God, you begin to show them how to reach inside and get exactly what they need. Because God, I know you're not withholding anything from us. So tonight, I curse cancer. I curse cancer in the name of Jesus. I curse leukemia. Say, you come out in Jesus' name. You come out. We reach in and get healing for leukemia. Skin diseases. I just curse skin diseases. Back problems and ear problems and diabetes. I call you off. Mental problems. In Jesus' name, I call you out. That spirit of lack and poverty, I call you off. It doesn't matter what the economy's doing. Lord, I don't depend on the economy. I depend on you. And you said, you're my source. God, you meet my needs, not according to this world, but according to your riches. And God, you have riches. Hallelujah. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. And God, if I need one, you'll kill me a cow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, in Jesus' name, I come against brokenness. God, in Jesus' name, I just come against brokenness. And I call brokenness out. In Jesus' name, all that brokenness in their mind, in their will, God, I just pull that out now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. God, those things that have crippled people, God, not only crippled their body, but crippled them in their spirit and in their mind. Lord, I just call that out tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I thank that mental block in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight I just bind that scrambler spirit that causes people to hear what hadn't been said. God, in Jesus' name, I bind that and I pull that out of each one in Jesus' name. And I call life, life in Jesus' name. And I ask God to bless each one of you in Jesus' name. Now, we'll have people here that will pray for you if you need it. Otherwise, take what God's already said to you tonight and just go in and get it. Because it's yours. It's yours. And we'll stand with you. Bless God. We'll stand with you till your last breath. Hallelujah. And when we go out of here, we ain't going out sick. We ain't going out broke. We're going out having had a long, full life, prosperous, and being able to take care of all our needs. In Jesus' name. Amen.